Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Tires and lights of fires.
I know one of them has a carrying of a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading, I can't speak it. Oh, else you will dig my grave. Feeling, finding, always.
And welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio, the best of UFOs tonight. Now, this particular program you're about to hear took place Sunday evening, March the 21st, 1993. At the time, I considered it to be quite a coup. I had on as my guest author William Bromley of the critically acclaimed book, The Gods of Eden. Now, back in those days, UFOs Tonight was still, and we're talking about very early, in the UFO Tonight program was still on Sunday evenings, and the program was only 1 hour long. Now, during that time, I tried to not only interview my guest, but also squeeze in telephone calls. Now, when I was reviewing this program to put up, here in the Dark Matters Radio Forum, it sounded like the program was just a little bit scrunched, if you know what I mean. A little tight. But we were soon to be going to a two-hour format, which of course expanded the show. Now, I might also add, this was before my producer, Jeff Floral, became a part of the UFOs Tonight program. So, sit back, relax, and listen to this interview with William Bromley, because this particular guy has been over the years pretty hard to get to sit down and interview.